Welcome to the Building Manager Podcast. My name is Matt Osborne. This is episode 2. I really just wanted to say thank you for all of the support that I received from the inaugural podcast that was released last Tuesday. Really appreciate everyone's information and feedback that they gave me. I was absolutely blown away. So thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to providing the listeners with some valuable information. Today on the show, we have Tony Veljaka. Tony is an executive hotel manager with Imagine Hotels and Resorts. Tony's got a career spanning over 20 years in senior management positions. He's gained extensive experience in hotels, resorts, restaurants, building management and strata roles. Tony has seasoned sales and marketing skills through established networks, is able to lead changes and growth in properties under his control, defining customer experience whilst maintaining and operating financially successful businesses, or contributing factors to the success of properties that he managed and still does. I'm looking forward to the interview with Tony, and I'm sure that the listeners will be too. I'll see you on the other side. Thanks very much. Tony, thank you very much for joining us today on the Building Manager Podcast. Good to have you here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Matt.
Really appreciate your time, mate. I know how busy you are, and hope things are going okay for you.
Things are going okay. I think there will be a light at the end of the tunnel, but things are going okay.
I'm really pleased to hear that, mate. Absolutely. Look, just going to run through some questions, Tony. I hope you don't mind for our listeners. As hotel manager, as I've introduced, it'll be good to get some information from you on, and I'm sure that our listeners will get some valuable information.
That's my pleasure, Matt. Far away.
Oh, so look, what influenced you into the hotel manager role, Tony?
Well, that's a good question. As you know, I was born and raised in Venice, and hospitality and tourism perhaps is in my blood. When I was at school, obviously, during school holiday, I was getting myself a part-time job in perhaps in restaurants and hotels. And yeah, that's where I learned to love the industry. It is an industry, obviously, that gives everyone a sense of celebration and special occasions, and really love to see the pleasure that, you know, a well-cooked dish or well-appointed hotel room is to a diner, to a hotel guest. And hospitality is pretty much instant gratification, because you see that the feedback is instant. You know, you can see on the guest or the diner's face if they enjoy what you're producing. Yeah, so that's what influenced me to get into a hotel manager role.
Some pretty good influences there. I think some people would certainly agree about that Venice part. It's a pretty nice city there, Tony.
Love them or hate it. Tourism is a big factor in Venice culture and business, obviously. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, how would you best describe the role of a hotel manager?
I see the hotel manager role as a link that connects all the dots within a building. You need to create a strong bond between all the departments and make sure that everyone works driven by a collective goal, which is obviously customer satisfaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Those customers are pretty important. So listen to all that you heard to our managers out there. Think about your customers.
Yeah, very, very important. You need to look after your customers. So you need to know your customers, who they are, where they're coming from, and what ticks them, what makes your property stand out for perhaps in the next property.
That's some good advice, Tony. What would you believe then to be the difference compared to a building manager role?
Okay, well, two very vital roles within a big building. I'll give you an analogy regarding the difference between the roles. I see the hotel managers to be perhaps the driver. So the analogy is, as you know, I love Formula One. You know, it's something that it's dear to my heart. Me and my son, every year, obviously when it's possible, we always attend to the races. So I see the hotel manager being the driver on race day. However, the building manager is perhaps the Christian Horner or the Total Wolf of the industry. They make sure everything's ready for the race. You know, they give you all the statistics, what makes you going, and make sure it's ready for you. So those are the two differences. That's the analogy I see. One is the driver, one is the backup crew, and that's it's so important for each other.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds a bit like an engineer's role, but I think you and I know it certainly isn't an engineer's role. So don't be scared, all the people out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, go on.
No, that's all right. As I say, they're vital to each other. You know, you can't have one without the other. And as I say, the relationship you have with your building manager or hotel manager, it's so important. You need to know where you stand. You need to know that everything it's ready, and you can't leave anything to chances.
No, absolutely. Look, I know you've had some experience and quite a lot of experience, Tony, in opening properties. What advice could you give to the Building Manager podcast here today about building relationships with the developers, builders, and perhaps the relevant contractors?
Oh, those relationships are so important for a building manager, more so than a hotel manager. You need to keep in mind that perhaps these people have spent the last 2-3 years working on a project. You know, they've seen it from start to completion. And when that building manager comes into it, it's a handover period. You need to gain their trust. You need to show your knowledge. They need your reassurance that, you know, the project they spend so much time into is going to be well looked after. So you need to build and perhaps strengthen this relationship, especially with the builder, because the builder will stay with you throughout the process, handover process, defect process. So you need to get to know them very, very well. And you need to have a very healthy relationship with these people. Very, very important. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I'd even probably go as far as saying that relationship with the builder can be the driver perhaps to maybe ongoing relationships, but
move on to the next building. If you get a recommendation from a builder or even a developer, you know, for new future buildings that are coming up, perhaps they say, well, these guys are doing a very good job, you know, they can be trusted, so you might get a tap on the shoulders and possible opportunities for new buildings. So important. Yeah,
absolutely. Look, we also know that there must be a strata company involved in any high-rise building. Do you think of any values a hotel and building manager can add in helping the strata manager, particularly with a new build?
Oh yeah, that's so important. Look, first of all, building manager needs to have a first-hand knowledge of a building. You need to know the building inside out, you know, top to bottom. You need to be very intimate with the building. Every building is different. Obviously, the essential services are perhaps the same, but you know, every building is different. So it is important to have a first-hand knowledge about your building. So know your building well. That's so important. And also, you need to learn the respect of the manager. They need to know that you are looking after the building as they would do themselves. So it's so important. And the last one perhaps is due diligence. You know, you need to make sure a building's well run. And we need a budget. You know, there's someone else's funds that you're working with. And so you need to be very, very mindful about your budget.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, for your building managers out there and hotel managers, really get onto knowing your budget. They're very important. You may or may not be aware, maybe thinking of the Strata, in this case, the Owners Corporation. The Act's had some recent changes recently. I think they're calling it the OC Act 2021. What responsibilities does a hotel manager have to understand these laws or regulations and rules in a high rise?
Well, indeed, these changes have made a difference on the way we manage building. Obviously, the OCs and the building managers are heavily involved. More than ever, it's important that a relationship between the strata manager and the building manager is very, very strong. Communication needs to be clear. We are very fortunate in our buildings. We have excellent strata managers that are working alongside us. So it is important that you have the relationships and the communication needs to be very, very clear about changes and what needs to be done. We need perhaps be in front of the changes and make changes even before they come into play. So it is important you cross all that.
Yeah, it's valuable information. And, you know, we're having a strata manager on the show perhaps in a couple of weeks' time, so it might be some good information to share there.
Mm-hmm.
Look, outside of the strata laws, regulations and rules, are there any other regulations and laws directly related to the role of a hotel manager, like real estate license or letting regulations?
Oh, look, same as the OC rules, letting rules and tenancy laws have changed recently. Mm. So again, you need to be across all that. It's important that my staff and I across all these changes, obviously, because you need to be able to show the young, have a full understanding. It is important you across all those changes. And we need to be well versed on all those changes. It's so important. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So thinking about these large buildings from a hotel manager's perspective, I guess, what value adding do you think there is with having a facilities manager in the large building?
Oh, it's a huge value. I mean, building managers, these are the men and women that they're on the ground. They know the building better than anyone else. They have the rapport with the contractors. Some of these people have been around the industry for many, many years, and they have an inside knowledge of different companies up there. They know perhaps where to source the better equipment or get the better deals. It's so important and very, very valuable to a building. A good building manager, it's perhaps the most important role within a building such as the one we manage.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think you and I know both, but facility managers can be in their roles for a very long time. So certainly some great value there. Look, as a hotel manager, Tony, what relevance do you think there is knowing who your owner-occupiers are against maybe having the relationship with the investors in a hotel letting pool?
Yeah, it's massive. It's so important to know your owner's-occupiers. Unlike tenants or someone lives in the building in a transient period, sort of 6 months, a year, 2 years, owners occupiers have an invested interest into a building. These are the people that see the building every day. They walk into a lift every morning, make sure the lift is clean, and they look at the lobby. The lobby looks fantastic. So these are the ones have invested interest into the building. At the end of the day, these are the people that really mark your scorecard as a building manager. It's so important that you spend time, to get to know your owners. You get to know, and it needs to be obviously, it needs to be same with the tenants. We can't show favoritism, but it is important to get to know your owners. Spend a couple of minutes at home, get to know their family, their children, their wife, their husbands. It's create that rapport, that relationship. They need to trust you that you're doing the right job for the building, and you need to invest into those relationships. So important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. So those building managers who think that they can just sit down, there's a good lesson for you. Make sure that you know these people's names back to front, who they are, and where they work. Even it can certainly have some great repercussions for you and, of course, the company you work for.
Yeah, you need to have a visibility across the building. You need to be show that you are across the building. You can't run a building from a desk. You need to walk around your building every morning when you come to work. You just walk around the building, see the corridors have been cleaned, see if the pool is working, see if the lifters are clean. It is important to get that intimacy about your building. You need to know your building inside out. It's so important.
Yeah, 100%. Look, Tony, just to finish up here today, maybe for the listeners that are interested in getting into these roles, what advice do you think you could give to our listeners for those who might want to move into the role, such as a hotel manager?
Well, hotel manager's role is not for the faint-hearted. It's such a hard work. But it is.
I agree completely.
You've done it before, you know what it's like. It does take time away from your family, from your, but it is important that you create a balance between personal and work life. But it is a very hard work. Same as all the hospitality jobs that are out there. But it is a job which is, as I said before, it's a give you immediate gratification. Feedback from the guests is instant. You see on their faces when they walk into for the first time into your building and say, wow, this is fantastic. You can see it. So it is important. These factors is what makes a hotel manager's job worthwhile. It is instant gratification, feedback from the from your guests, from your diners, if you're in a restaurant. And it is important, obviously, you pass those beliefs onto your staff, so they drive the same. They understand what the importance of what we're doing, what changes making someone's perhaps short holiday or a long stay, because at times you get someone stay 3 or 4 months into your hotel, and it is important that you look after these people and these guests, because for them it's a home away from home, and we say that all the time, home away from home. It's perhaps it's very used phrase, but it is truth based. It is important that you understand these people and these guests are away from home for 2 or 3 months at a time, and staff becomes their family, their proxy family. You see, you spend time with them, make sure they're happy, and it is important that you look after your guest. But the hotel manager's job, it is a great job. I wouldn't do anything else.
Absolutely. Look, I certainly loved it during my time, and a very rewarding role. And
hard.
It was hard. Good times. Oh, definitely hard. But you know what job isn't these days that you really want to put your time into?
That's exactly right.
Look, Tony. Look, thank you so much for your time today. I really do appreciate talking to you.
It was a pleasure. No, it was great. Great. Thanks for having me. I hope you have some insights into my role and to your listeners as well. It is a great role. If you find the right building, and the building is to be a building that fits a building manager and vice versa. You need to have that intimacy within the building. It's a building. It's not just a brick and mortar. It is more than that. It's a living thing. It's a thing, but it is a living thing. It changes every day. You know when you start, but you don't know when you finish. That's your day.
That's fabulous. There you go, listeners. You've heard it from Tony Veljaka. Bits of information about hotel manager and a building manager's role. Tony, thank you so very much for coming on the show, and I look forward to speaking to you soon.
Nice talking to you, Matt. Take care.
Take care. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye, Tony.
Bye.
Well, that was an epic show of the Building Manager podcast number 2. Thanks very much to Tony Veljaka from Imagine Hotels and Resorts. This podcast was proudly produced through Anchor by Spotify. And I'd really, again, like to thank everybody for their time listening to the podcast today. If you'd like to be on the Building Manager podcast, or if you've got any questions relating to the building management industry, or even if your company requires some corporate coaching, I'd be more than happy to provide that and some answers to any questions. Feel free to contact myself at matt@elitebma.com. That's matt@elitebma.com. Once again, big shout out to all you building managers and, of course, hotel managers. Next week, you'll see the start of OHS month nationwide, occupational health and safety. So we look forward to having unique guests on the show next week. Once again, a surprise for you all. Thanks again for tuning in to the Building Manager podcast. Look forward to speaking to you all once again next week. Bye for now.